God with us. What a thought. God, the architect, ruler, and sustainer of all creation. Choosing to become one of us. Choosing to come to earth with the heartbeat of a baby.
One night in a stray stable in Bethlehem's town, the King of all kings from heaven came down. He was born of a virgin, as the prophets foretold. He came to this earth from a city of gold. He needed no crown to prove he was king. No title or deed, for he knows everything. The heavens proclaim his majesty. He is the King of eternity.
Christ, the King, chose to leave his throne to come to earth, choosing to become one of us. The story of Christmas is a story about choices. We are going to discover that every person who took part in the wondrous event we call Christmas was faced with choices, beginning with God. For God himself chose the perfect moment in time and the precise location for the birth of the Savior. He chose a common teenage girl to be the mother of his son. I wonder how many of us have ever pondered or considered the dilemma of this young Jewish girl named Mary, the one God had chosen. She was engaged and waiting for her wedding day when an angel appeared to announce that God had selected her to bear his son. Although God had chosen Mary, would she submit to the will of her Lord? You see, God would never force Mary to do something contrary to her will, for God gave mankind from the beginning of time the freedom of choice. Would she choose to obey God or would she run away? Would she tell Joseph, her fiancé, of her glorious blessing? Or would she hide in shame? What would her parents think? What would her friends think? Surely she realized the consequences, yet she still chose to surrender to the Lord's marvelous plan for her life. Be it unto me according to your word, was Mary's choice.
The road ahead will not be easy. The task before me seems so great. Lord, I don't know why you would choose me, but I will trust you and obey. I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul. Yield it to you, Father. I give you full control. It is my desire to see to do your will.
The Lord does all things well, and what he does perfectly and completely. Just as God chose Mary, he had also chosen Joseph to be the earthly father of his heavenly son. Now Joseph was just a man, and after hearing of a coming child, not wanting to disgrace Mary, he decided to secretly break the engagement. But God intervened and sent the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream and told him the child that Mary was carrying was conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. Joseph pushed back his fear and chose to obey the voice of God and took Mary as his wife.
My trembling heart has many questions. Lord, I don't really understand, but you're assuring me of your presence, and I surrender to your plan.
I will be your servant, body, mind, and soul, yielded to you. Father, I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will. Your will. Servant, body, mind, and soul, yield it to you, Father. I give you full control. It is my desire to see your word fulfilled. I will be your servant, Lord. I choose to do your will, Lord, I choose to do your will.
And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And suddenly, a multitude of the heavenly host began praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, will toward man."
Born in Bethlehem, they laid him in a manger. There was no room in the inn. He was born of God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heaven the angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory.
Shepherds, simple men with humble hearts, were filled with fear when the angel of the Lord and the glory of his presence lit up the sky that first Christmas. The angel revealed to them that a Savior had been born. Leaving their flock and their responsibility, the shepherds hurriedly traveled to Bethlehem to find this baby who was Christ the Lord. And there he was, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. Scriptures reveal that they could not contain what they saw and what they heard. It's amazing that common keepers of sheep were the first to be invited to see the Savior of the world. Think what the shepherds would have missed had they chosen to disregard God's invitation. We're not certain of the exact time, but we do know that men of great wisdom from a distant country saw a brilliant star. Leaving houses and lands, they chose to follow that majestic star wherever it would lead, no matter how long the journey might be. What would cause these men to follow a star? Why would they spend a portion of their life and their own money looking for a king of another kingdom? These honorable men searched diligently, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were determined to find the young king and to worship him. Sometimes we fail to consider the human side of this story. The star that led the wise men brought them first to the city of Jerusalem. It's not surprising that these learned men went through official channels in their search for the Messiah. They questioned Herod, the governor of Judea, as to the whereabouts of this new king. He had to consult the chief priests and scribes to learn that the ancient scrolls had prophesied Bethlehem, a small village just 5 miles from Jerusalem, as the place where Christ, the Messiah, would be born. I can imagine as these men entered this town of prophecy, they probably stopped someone and inquired where the king might be. Yet those who lived within the very town did not know the Son of God was in their midst.
You say you've traveled far, bearing treasure. You say these gifts are for a new king's pleasure. I've heard that a king might come, but until now there hasn't been one. There's a new kid in town, and I think he's just a few doors down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows, there's a new kid in town. Here in Bethlehem, there's a new kid in town. Here in Bethlehem.
The love that came gently that night in Bethlehem changed the world forever. This one who was prophesied by the ancients, proclaimed by the angels, praised by the shepherds, and pursued by the wise men. He is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. And the angel told Mary to call his name Jesus. Shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall be great, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. For the next few days, all around the world, people will celebrate the holiday season in some form or fashion. Many of them will not really understand why this time of year is so alive, so anticipated, why it touches our emotions. What is Christmas? What is at the heart of it all? Let me ask you, what is the most memorable Christmas that comes to your mind? As a child, what was the best gift you ever received? Was it a certain baby doll? Or maybe a brand new bicycle or a wagon? Some toy or favorite game? For you adults, was it something sparkly that went on your finger? Maybe it was in the driveway with a big bow on the windshield. There are some of you older folks that remember when families weren't as financially blessed as they are today. It was a treat to get an apple, a couple of oranges, maybe some walnuts or pecans. Others of you would say the best Christmas you can ever remember was when the family was all together in the same house under the same roof. And life was simple. How easy it is in the day we live in to miss the heart of Christmas. All the collected memories, the celebrating, the feasting, our most precious and favorite gifts cannot compare to the gift that laid in a manger on Christmas morn. You see, the heart of Christmas is Jesus, God's gift, the gift that is beyond what you and I could ever comprehend. the greatest gift of all time. For it is the gift of eternal life. The heart of Christmas is the heart of God Himself. God reaching down from the heaven to love, to redeem mankind. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son, that He would not perish, but have everlasting life. God's greatest gift can be yours and it can be mine. Each of us must choose what we will do with the gift God extends to us.
Some say life is just a series of decisions. We make choices, we live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one road is all the world can offer, all its power. It's a wealth and fame. Down the other is just a man with nail scars in his hand. But there is mercy in his eyes, and there is power in his knee. I choose a Jesus. I choose Jesus without a solitary doubt. I choose Jesus not for miracles, but for loving me, not just for Bethlehem, but for Calvary, not for a day, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. We've decided to follow Jesus. Without a solitary doubt, I choose Jesus.